him up all right. He won't want to come and fight us again in a hurry.
So did I, said Eric.
When I woke up, one was kicking me in the face. I got an awful bloody face, I think, Ralph, but I did him in the end.
What did you do?
I got my knee up, said Eric with simple pride, and I hit him with it in the pills. You should have heard him holler. He won't come back in a hurry either, so we didn't do too badly.
Ralph moved suddenly in the dark, but then he heard Eric working his mouth.
What's the matter?
Just a tooth loose.
Piggy drew up his legs.
You all right, Piggy?
I thought they wanted the conch.
Ralph trotted down the pale beach and jumped onto the platform. The conch still glimmered by the chief's seat. He gazed for a moment or two, then went back to Piggy.
They didn't take the conch.
I know. They didn't come for the conch. They came for something else. Ralph, what am I going to do?
Far off along the bow stave of beach, three figures trotted toward the castle rock. They kept away from the forest and down by the water. Occasionally they sang softly. Occasionally they turned cartwheels down by the moving streak of phosphorescence. The chief led then, trotting steadily, exulting in his achievement. He was a chief now in truth, and he made stabbing motions with his spear. From his left hand dangled Piggy's broken glasses.
Did you get what just happened? Remember how Jack said he and Roger and Maurice were going to get fire from the others? That's exactly what they did. Ralph thinks he fought them off, but you can tell by the way Eric's describing the fight that it wasn't Jack Ralph was hitting. And something terrible has happened to Piggy. Jack stole Piggy's glasses. Now, Piggy is just about blind. That's bad, but I think the loss of the glasses means something even worse than that. Like the conch, I think Piggy's glasses stand for a bigger idea. Piggy is the brain in the crowd. With his glasses, he could see what was in front of him, but he could also see the right way to act, the smart way to do things. The glasses are also the only way to make fire on the island, which is the boy's only hope for rescue. So, Piggy's glasses are the boy's link with the grown-up world, and now Jack has them. That's a bad sign, I would say. Let's turn to page 169 and start chapter 11.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 6 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 169.